So as we finished off yesterday, there's a pattern here in this bracha which directly corresponds to the beginning of Kehelas. Beginning of Kehelas famously starts, Havel habolim amar Kehelas, habel habolim akol havel. Futility of futilities, all is futility. And this amazing pasuk contains within it seven futilities. Havel is one, Havalim is two, Havel is one, Havalim is two, Havel is one. 1 + 2 + 1 + 2 + 1 = 7. And the Medrash Rabbah explains that there are seven periods in human life from birth to old age. Each one is Havel. In our bracha over here, the word ma, what, is used seven times. Our pitiful weaknesses, what are we? It continues with seven phrases. Halakol hakibarin ka'ayin lefanecha. All the strong people are like nothing in front of you. Anshei Hashem kula hayu, people of stature, as if they were never were. Chacham kivli mad, otherwise people, as if they don't know anything. The vayin kivli haskel, those people with understanding, as if they have no insight. Kirov ma'aseim toka, most of the things that they're doing are desolate. V'meichayim havel lefanecha, there's the word. And those of their lives are futile in front of you. Moisa ha'adal mim v'heima ayin. There's a difference between man and animal. However, now we talk about Klal Yisrael and who we are. And there are another seven things. And these seven havalim are offset by these seven praises. L'haydeh shlechal, shabechal, l'farchal, l'varachal, l'kadish, l'shavach, v'yidarish mecha, to thank you, to praise you, to glorify you, to bless, to sanctify, to give praise, thanks to your name. It's all there. The hints are there. The pattern is there. The way the Rav Schwab actually sets up the whole structure of Tefillah is that it corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash. As we go through davening, we're walking through the building until we end up at Shemayna Esrei, just in front of the Kodesh Kadasha. So where are we now? At this stage, we leave the non-Jewish world behind us. We ascend the 15 steps. We go through the great gate of Nicanor into the Ezras Yisrael. What are we doing in this bracha? We're effectively taking a leave of absence from the world. The world of Hakol Havel is left behind. The vanity, the futility of just investing in the physical world is something we step away from. We now focus on ourselves as Klal Yisrael and Yeshurun. Yeshurun is the idea of being straight, being Yosha. And therefore we proudly declare, Aval anachnu amcha b'nei b'risecha. In truth, we're your nation, your covenanted children. The idea of shouting it. Aval, something we should scream from the rooftops. Yes, it's true we might have failed in our missions thus far to improve the world, but we're still separated from the rest of the world. We've got a relationship with you, not just because of us, because of where we come from, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The children of your beloved Avraham, the one that's called Avraham who loved you, a lover of God. Well, they wanted to make Hashem's name known in the world. At this point in the davening, we get in touch with who we are as a nation. Tap in again to our national mission.